Cadence Greer gaped at her boss in disbelief.
I don't think I heard you correctly, Neil. Would you please repeat that?
He has to be wrong, her mind screamed, while her knees morphed into a consistency quite similar to watery oatmeal. Neil Dumont took her by the elbow and steered her into one of his leather office chairs. After ordering her to put her head down between her knees, he released a long sigh.
Cadence, I know this is a surprise, but it really shouldn't come as a shock.
Neil sat down next to her as he patted her shoulder. She absently wondered if he had a lot of practice comforting hysterical young women, since his daughter was close to her age.
I know, Neil, but I need you to tell me exactly what happened, she whispered, sitting up and dabbing her eyes with her fingers.
She couldn't fully wrap her head around the notion that all her carefully crafted plans for the future suddenly shattered into tiny, irreparable pieces. Neil was a respected founding partner of the prestigious law firm where she worked in Seattle. A family man with a wife of 32 years and two great kids, he was someone Cadence admired. Normally, she heeded his advice. However, when it came to Bill Ames, she had blocked out his warnings and done as she pleased. Slowly nodding his head, Neil handed her his pristine white handkerchief and cleared his throat, just like he did before stepping before a judge in the courtroom. Cadence knew what that sound meant. The 4 years she'd spent as Neil's personal assistant left her well-versed in all the sounds he made when he prepared to do verbal battle and win. Cadence, I warned you when you began working here to stay away from guys like Bill. I warned you when you two started dating that it wouldn't end well. I even warned you when you announced your engagement to be careful. I know you, Cadence. You are a no-nonsense kind of girl, so don't make me sugarcoat this. Bill sent an email out last night to all the attorneys in the office stating he was calling off his engagement to you and eloping with Miss Roberts.
But Bill said...
Neil cut her off before she could finish her thought. I'm sure he said he loved you, that you were the best thing that ever happened to him, and that he'd spend his life making you happy. What he failed to mention was that he has chased every skirt in this office while you two were supposedly engaged, and Mrs. Roberts didn't exactly play hard to get. You really shouldn't be surprised that a guy like Bill would run off with his secretary.
How did I not see this coming? Cadence asked.
She started to move on the emotional scale from devastated to angry.
How could he do this a week before our wedding?
When Bill continually sought her out on breaks, walked her to her car after work, and invited her out for coffee, she was flattered. The hotshot attorney was tall, handsome, successful, and charming. With a sigh of disgust, she thought about where that charm had gotten her. For the first time in her life, she felt like an idiot and a failure. If Bill had punched her in the face, she couldn't feel any more mistreated and hurt than she did right at that moment. Although she refused to move in with him until after the wedding, Cadence had given notice on her apartment and sold all her furniture. Bill owned a beautiful condominium with posh furnishings and made it clear he didn't want her hand-me-downs or second-hand finds in his sleek and modern environment. Now she had nothing.
What am I going to do?
Cadence stared at Neil with a look of despair in her hazel eyes.
Take a few days off, let your thoughts clear, and give your heart time to mend. Then come back to work with your head held high,
Neil said in a commanding voice.
You didn't do a thing wrong, Cadence, except fall for a man who is completely undeserving of your love. Be that as it may, I can't keep working here, not with him and his new bride coming back. I just couldn't do it, Neil.
Cadence, don't be hasty. The look of determination on Cadence's face alarmed Neil more than anything else that had transpired. Once the dust settles, tongues will wag about another juicy bit of gossip and all will be forgotten.
Maybe by the others, but not by me.
Cadence stood, then began pacing across Neil's office.